True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
4 o'clock hour. The Monday Rewind on WQAM is sponsored by Chevy. It's Chevy Truck Month, and it's time to see why Chevy is America's most dependable lineup of trucks. Chevrolet, together, let's drive. Josh Appel is with us here. I just got a nice, delightful email. I'm sure you all got it as well. I don't know if you check your email or not, but before we get into the depressing stuff, delightful email. There's a billboard campaign now. I have been waiting for a decade to have a billboard campaign with WQAM, and it's got our smiling mugs on it as well. It's one of those digital campaigns, and it's me and Crowder and Solana. They left you out, Jimmy. I don't understand. Mm-hmm. I'm very disappointed when I saw the final artwork. Not that I signed off on this months ago, but I'm very disappointed they did not include your picture, Jimmy.
Me too.
But, yeah, cool little billboard action.
On email?
Yeah, they sent out billboards on the email, and then you'll when you drive by your email, you'll see them. No, they're yeah, it's on the email. But there's several billboards around South Florida, those digital billboards. So they're rotating. So you'll see Leroy and Tobin, and you'll see Joe Rose and Danny, and you'll see me and Solana and Crowder, and then you'll see some, you know, generic QAM ones as well. But if you see one and you can take a picture or video of it as you're driving by, what can we give them? Have anything to give somebody who messages it to us?
I can give them this auto pay reminder from MX.
Huh. Interesting. Wasn't really thinking. Was thinking something a little more valuable than that. I think we have a whole bunch of new QAM swag too. We have like a whole bunch of new stuff coming in. So we're FM, baby. We roll like an FM station now. Billboards, yeah. Swag, energy drinks. Got that Pivot energy drink.
We're rolling.
Hochman Burger.
What?
Hochman Burger. We got burgers, drinks, billboards.
Yep.
Only thing we don't have is a good football team. I'm talking NFL, not talking college.
Yeah, let's ride with the Canes.
No doubt.
Well, I would say, Hawk, you know, just kind of looking back here, when one organization decide to leave WQAM, things have kind of gone downhill since then. I mean, I'm not trying to draw any conclusions there, but very interesting to me. You know, maybe that's the curse.
Oh, the Dolphins. I was confused there, but you're talking. I really was.
I didn't want to put any organization on blast, but you know, you decide to leave the confines of South Florida sports leader, who then upgraded and went to 104.3 WQAM with an FM powerhouse signal. Ever since they left, things have kind of just gone downhill over there. I'm just spitballing.
Well, in honesty, when they left, I think they had their best season in a while. It's gone downhill as of yesterday. But when they left, I think they went to the playoffs real quick.
Well, I mean, went to the playoffs. They lost to Tennessee, blew a three-game division lead, and got smoked by Kansas City in the playoffs. So, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know if I'd call that the best season in a while.
Who's the pregame host for us?
Hi. Thanks for tuning in, Crowder. Appreciate you, man.
I listen. I do. It's crazy. I'm always in the car pregame.
How would you like to have a chance to have Pro Bowl Miami football player Zach Sealer visit your elementary school? Admittedly, they were probably going to do this on an off day Tuesday. I'm hoping he's in the film room with Tua because did he do anything?
No.
No.
Did anybody do anything?
McDaniel even called it. McDaniel
if you had to give out a game ball, if you had to give out a game ball, I guess for me it would be Achane. For me it would be Achane.
Yeah, Achane accounted for half the yards they did get, which was embarrassing yards, but they were – yeah, he scored. Ezukama had a good return. This is crazy.
He's not
I mean, Eskridge had a good return. Yeah. Like, oh, my goodness.
Julian Hill, Solana, this is going to be your only chance, so you might as well go for it.
This is it.
Julian Hill, man, caught a pass in the end zone. Wasn't a touchdown two-point conversion, but caught a pass in the end zone. There were no snap mishaps either, so Aaron Brewer, you know, he's got that nice butt positioning, no leather, what? No pigskin to the crotch area on those snaps. That's a positive.
Finally got Jimmy interested in this conversation with the butt positioning.
And despite Hawk and Crowder spending a lot of time, and I don't want to derail the show. We don't have to get into it. But one of my arguments to the whole kicker situation was that it's very possible in week one, whoever the Dolphins signed to replace Jason Sanders literally would not attempt the field goal. And that if they lost,
wow,
there were bigger issues at play than the backup kicker. And Hawk and Crowder literally.
No, you're changing. Nope. Nope. Oh, that's not what the argument was.
Let's do this again.
Okay.
That's
okay.
A lie. That's okay. A lie. That's okay. A lie. The okay. Argument was if they won by a field goal or lost by a field goal, then they have bigger problems. It wasn't if it doesn't come down to a field goal. That was not your argument.
But one
your
of
argument
my-
was completely different than that. But one of your arguments was that he might not even kick a field goal, and you were right there.
And it's very possible he wouldn't even attempt a field goal. And yesterday, not only did he not attempt a field goal, he didn't even come out onto the field. He didn't even have to take practice kicks into that little net on the sideline because there was never an opportunity for him to come out onto the field. So,
and by the way, you know, I think we learned yesterday that they really don't need to rely on their field goal kicker at any point because they have that great play, whether it's fourth and long or fourth and short. They have that great play to Achane that really is, it's their version of the tush push. It's unstoppable, right? It's
swing,
unstoppable.
Swing pass on fourth and 13.
Yeah, unstoppable. And all, there's probably a point where the league is going to have to talk about whether they outlaw it because you can't stop the Dolphins on fourth and long with the swing pass to Achane.
Aren't you surprised Tyreek Hill didn't pull an Antonio Brown and take off everything when they walk into the huddle? They walk into the huddle, fourth and 11, fourth and goal. You're down 33 or 28 at that point, whatever it was. And he's like, all right, guys, here's what we're going to do. Achane, you're going to run behind me on fourth and 11. I'm going to throw you a swing pass, and then you just bulldoze everybody in front of you. Tyreek, just run the other way. You're good. Run the other way.
In fairness, nobody saw that coming.
Xavier Howard.
Steichen is apologizing to his team this morning, guys. Just swing pass. I never knew it was coming, fellas.
There's a quote from Xavier Howard, and he said, we knew this about Tua. We knew he gets the ball out pretty quick. And once we take away his first read, I feel like it's panic mode after that. And it showed yesterday.
Hard to disagree with him, but like Tua's first read was open quite a few times yesterday, too, and he just wasn't getting it there.
I don't know if he panicked. It was, we said it might have been his worst game. That was his worst game I've ever watched him play. Like, I don't understand how you can go 5 months of preparation and do what he did. That's
makes no sense.
Doesn't like he's never anyway, operated in a pocket before.
That's the weird, and it's supposed to be now him and Mike McDaniel on the same page. It seemed like they weren't married. It seemed like they just met yesterday and, hey, run my offense. They've been running this same damn offense.
Anyway, here's what I was saying. If you want Zach Sealer to come visit your elementary school, he will come out and speak to one. The way you enter is going to WQAM.com. Enter your elementary school there. It's got to be in Broward or Dade. And you have a chance to get a visit from Zach Sealer, where he'll speak to the students and give them a memorable morning or afternoon. So if you want the contest rules, go to WQAM.com. You can enter right there at WQAM.com as well. Let's get headlines brought to you by Doral Kia. Doral Kia, home of the Pricito, our lowest price. Visit them at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com.
All right, guys. So Mike McDaniel did speak to the media earlier today. And besides talking about, you know, how miserable the game was, we played the audio earlier, he did confirm that the injuries to Storm Duck, not to, you know, dance on the grave here, and this is genuinely unfortunate, Storm Duck will be out for weeks, and James Daniels, both those guys left in the first half, he will be out for a significant amount of time as well.
Honestly, blessing in disguise. They have to go add some secondary depth. Stephon Gilmore, I don't know if he's still available. Like, they need to go get a veteran cornerback. Real talk.
Ticket Wizard just texted me. That did not drive by our billboard, but he is driving next to the Aperol Spritz truck.
Oh.
How do they have a truck?
Drink of the summer.
We'll just run through some NFL notes.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
tonight, Bears, Vikings, Monday Night Football. I'll start with Aaron Rodgers beating the Jets, said after the game, and they had a game-winning drive. It was back and forth. The game really was going to come down to whoever had the ball at the very end.
Who had the over in that game? Who had the over in that game? Can't be anyone on earth.
I'm pretty sure it was the only over to hit besides the Sunday night game.
Yeah, I had the over in the Sunday night game.
They scored 81. Nobody saw that.
And I don't know, like, Crowder, what's the takeaway there? Game one, Steelers defense just kind of not prepared, and weird things happen on the road in game one, or the Jets offense, maybe they're not an outstanding football team, but the Jets offense with Justin Fields is good, because you score that many points, 30-plus, on the Steelers defense. Like, that's impressive, man. That's really impressive.
My true thought is that the Jets were – it's a whole new coaching staff, so nobody knew what to prepare for. I think the Steelers would be a good defense. The Steelers are going to be something in the AFC. I think the Jets would go downhill fast. Love Aaron Glenn, but I think the Jets would go downhill pretty fast. Justin Fields, he's not that good. I'm sorry.
He looked decent to me.
Decent. But – and Aaron Rodgers looked decent too. But I don't think 30-plus points are sustainable for either one of those teams, to answer your question.
I can't wait to just, like, not have to hear from Aaron Rodgers anymore. The guy goes to New York for 2 years, makes the team sign all their friends. They bring in Nathaniel Hackett. They do everything to make sure that Aaron Rodgers is happy with the Jets. And then what does he do after the game? Oh, I'm just glad that I beat everybody there. I don't have anything good to say. I get it. But also, like, they didn't wrong you. They did everything in their power to cater to you.
He kind of wanted to stay there, and they called him in, and they made him come in, and they were like, yeah, we're not keeping you. Like, I would have hard feelings if I was him, too.
Get out of here. Enough.
Can't believe I'm defending Aaron Rodgers, but I genuinely liked his post-game speech where he said he's happy to beat everybody associated with the Jets, and he said, there's a lot of people within this organization that didn't think I could play football anymore, and I think I proved them wrong. Again, I have no love for Aaron Rodgers, but he was on point yesterday. He went in and beat them. Like, he had his chance to pump his chest a little bit.
And it wasn't a 7-6 win.
But he wasn't slinging the biscuit. Now, if they could have won the game with somebody else at quarterback. Like, Aaron didn't go crazy, fellas.
I mean, I'd rather have him than do it right now.
Let's not come back home. I think Aaron's going to fall off sooner or later. I think A's going to get to him. He can't move at all. Well, Tua can't move either. I don't know why I'm comparing these two, Hawk. You baited me up, but
Aaron can't move anymore. You know what his numbers were?
He was fine yesterday. He was good. He scored, 40 points?
32?
22 of 30 for 244 yards passing, 4 touchdowns, no interceptions.
I'm saying he was better than decent, man.
I mean, what more do you want? Don't do context or let's dig into the numbers. Give me 244 yards passing with 4 passing touchdowns, no interceptions.
200 yards a yak.
And then Jalen Ramsey calling game, also 2 back-to-back big time plays, and the game sealer with the big time hit. That was tough to watch too. Like, he didn't have the best game, but of course comes up with the big play.
Justin Fields should have run there. It would have the first down.
Anybody see Cam Ward yesterday? I watched some of that game.
I feel so bad for him. I thought he played well, and he's just got absolutely – there was one play that was going viral this morning where they were trying to run a bubble screen to the wide receiver, and all 3 guys over there went to block. So Cam Ward just threw it into the ground.
He was 12 of 28 for 112 yards.
Brian Callahan didn't challenge, much like Mike McDaniel, didn't challenge a ball that was caught because he didn't know the rule that would have made it a catch.
Hmm.
There was a point there where they were up 13-12, I think it was, or 12-10 in the, or down 12-13, whatever. It's a 1-score game in the fourth quarter. Their
defense
just
say every number
stopped.
Combination. You're gonna get it right at some point.
6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13.
And it's a 4th and 1. It's a 4th and 1, and they like the ball away.
I was so confused by every number that was being thrown at me.
They punt the ball away 4th and 1 at the half field line. Like, bro, you've got nothing to lose this season. Let your team try to get that and go win the football game. And instead they didn't. And then they're down 8 points after the Broncos come back and score a touchdown. And then now you're asking your quarterback to go pull off heroics. Like, I don't understand that at all. Genuinely don't understand that.
I saw something. I was watching who Detroit play.
The Packers. Who looked.
Detroit Packers. I'm watching that game.
Power rankings. Packers, Green Bay Packers, man. At the top.
Yeah, but I was watching it, and they said something about how Dan Campbell, he's gone forward on 4th down like 4 times more than any other team. And they're like, when you're going to NFC Championship games, it sounds good. But they missed one yesterday, and they were like, that was a dumb decision. So yeah. it's ups and downs with deciding on that stuff.
The Ravens had a similar scenario last night before Josh Allen led the game-winning field goal drive at the end, where they had a 4th and 2 or a 4th or 3 around their own 40-yard line, and Chris Collinsworth was like, well, don't you kind of have to consider going for it here? You haven't been able to stop Josh Allen. Why would you punt it back? I do wonder what the reaction would have been had they gone for it and not got it. Because for me, regardless of the outcome, like, you got to trust Lamar Jackson to get 2 yards and end the game.
That game, though, was in their hands. Derrick Henry and Lamar Jackson played it spectacular. And then Derrick Henry had 2 unbelievable rushing plays that led to touchdowns. And then he ended up coughing up the ball and costing them the game. But that reminded me, remember the Rams-Chiefs game back in 2020 or 2021? Yeah, yeah. It was like 54-51, offense this, offense this. I remember Crowder coming on the show the next day and saying, I don't love those types of games. I love the defensive battles, but that game was special. Last night, as much as I hated the fact that the Bills won the game, it was a fun-ass football game, man. It really was.
Josh Allen's just the guy that, like, you really want to dislike, but, like, legitimately impossible to.
No, Josh, both of them.
Yeah.
Like, you, how can you not like Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson? Like, if you ever liked football in your life, you love watching those two guys play football. I enjoyed it. I'm not going to lie. I think Josh Allen is in my courtyard. It's raining outside. This guy's dedicated. Goodness gracious. Want me to beat on the window?
And then the Patriots lost.
I'm working.
Leave them alone.
The Patriots lost. Drake May looked good in the first half, threw a big time interception in the second half.
Trabajo. That was good. Trabajo. That was good.
You hear that? That was good, wasn't it?
And
the guy's Bengals. Like, yeah, yo trabajo too. What do you want from me?
Dual trabajo, bastard. Leave me alone.
The Bengals squeaked out a victory. First season opening win since 2021, so they won't start 0-4 this season. Cleveland's
Thank
kicker.
God, because I had them in my suicide pool. And I never last more than a week in these pools. And they're decent money pools. And I'm like, this one's a laugher. Joe Burrow's not starting out slow again and whatever. They held the offense. Cleveland held Cincinnati's offense to 7 yards in the second half. And still Cincinnati won the game.
The Browns kicker's a bum, though, because he missed a PAT. Mm. And then he missed I don't want to call it a chip shot, but a makeable field goal in the second half.
Kick is pretty important.
It late in the fourth.
Nah, anybody could do it.
I'm just saying, kicker's pretty important.
How many kicks did Riley Patterson attempt yesterday, Hawk?
I'm just curious. Based on your own statements there, counselor, right. Kicker pretty important?
Man, based on your own statements, kicker is so important that the Dolphins literally didn't trot theirs out yesterday one time. Not one time.
That has nothing to do with the importance of the kicker.
Oh, and you want to talk about kickers who aren't signed to rosters and kickers.
Were you not just making the point that Cleveland lost their game against Cincinnati because the kicker blew it?
And I will.
No, I'm asking you a question.
He's going to bring up Matt Prater. I know where he's going.
Matt Prater, baby. Matt Prater off the plane.
Right. It shows you how important the kicker is.
Took the red eye. No, it shows you that the drop off between Tyler Bass, who can make kicks from long. You can go to somebody who wasn't even on an NFL roster 82 hours ago, 72 hours ago, can show up
Doesn't
on a red eye.
Kicker any less important?
Hasn't even been stretching out his hip flexors and comes in and kicks a 41 yarder on Sunday Night Football to win a football game, Hawk. Because guess what? Matt Prater could have been signed by Miami, was not on a team, not on a roster, got picked up and won them the biggest game of the weekend.
It's pretty important, no?
What does he need to stretch?
His hip flexors. He's got to stretch his hip flexors.
This dude's crazy.
You could do hip flexors. Just, but you're not going to stretch your hip flexors.
Get his hip flexors right.
Your Florida NCAA scores, other than USF beating UF, FIU did cover versus Penn State. Well done, Panthers. FSU beat East Texas A&M 77-3. FAU beat Florida A&M 56-14. UCF beat North Carolina A&T 68-7. Those are your Florida scores. And a note, Hurricanes versus Florida. This is not this weekend. Hurricanes play USF. Following weekend, UF at Hard Rock Stadium. That's September 20th. It will be a night game. That is confirmed. So either 7:30 or 7 p.m. And we'll find out if it's going to be on ABC or ESPN.
Not as excited anymore.
How come?
Neither are we.
Did something happen?
Hey, USF whooped us, Josh.
I'm looking forward to the USF game more than the Florida game now.
Hey, it wouldn't be the first time USF has strolled on into Hard Rock Stadium and beaten the Miami Hurricanes. People forget. Lost to USF, got Randy Shannon fired. People forget.
That's true. We were over there together.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Your weather right now in South Florida. Marlins play tonight, by the way. And Luis Suarez, 3-game suspension by the MLS. That is official. Your weather, raining, cloudy, drive safely.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You guys see new Mozart is dropping soon?
He's dead.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Pain season is underway. Dolphins home opener is Sunday. The game yesterday wasn't great, but don't let that dissuade you from getting to Caneswear in Davie or shopping online at caneswear.com. You will not find a bigger selection of Canes merchandise anywhere. And of course, it's not just the Canes, it's the Dolphins and Inter Miami, all the South Florida teams, the Panthers, of course. Panthers, by the way, who opened their season in less than a month, and they've got a ton of back-to-back cup champion merchandise at Caneswear. They've got three signings coming up that are huge. Sergei Bobrovsky will be at Caneswear Sunday, September 21st, and that starts at 11:30. That same day, Sam Bennett will be there starting at 3 p.m. And then Matthew Tkachuk will be at Caneswear Wednesday, October 8th, and that starts at 6 p.m. So three huge signings at Caneswear for you Florida Panthers fans, and you can get tickets for that right now at caneswear.com. But it is football season. Got to wash the feeling away from yesterday. You got to get some new Dolphins gear, especially if you're going to the game Sunday against New England. And certainly if you're going to the Miami game Saturday. I mean, there's some big ones coming up at Hard Rock Stadium. You've got to be all decked out in new gear. And that means getting new shirts and hats and jerseys and shorts and hoodies. And you get it all at Caneswear in Davie. They're on University Drive right next to Espada's, where you can shop online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot South Florida sports fans shop. Bet they're selling more Canes merchandise than Dolphins merchandise.
I would assume that as well.
What's their USF inventory like?
Yeah, they don't even want to see you in the store, bucko. Let me give you the Miami football report, and these are sponsored by Miami-Dade County Public Schools Technical Colleges. MDCPS Technical Colleges offer over 60 affordable accredited programs day or evening, hands-on training aligned with local employers. Call 305-558-8000 or visit careerinayear.com and launch your future today. So I was reading the Sun Sentinel. They did grading the Dolphins' loss to the Colts. Ooh. This is Chris Perkins. You could imagine the grades are no good. And I'll get back to those in a second. But let me skip to stock up and stock down. Mm-hmm. Because he always does that after each game.
Stock up.
Yeah, I was going to say, how many stock ups are there?
Stock up, according to Chris Perkins, in the Sun Sentinel. Stock up. Jalen Ramsey, Calais Campbell, and Jonnu Smith.
Perk! Oh, I hate you, Perk.
The key losses from last year's team appeared even more key Sunday, especially because Ramsey, now with Pittsburgh, caused a crucial late-game fumble in the Steelers' win over the Jets. Smith, also with Pittsburgh, had a touchdown, and Campbell, now with Arizona, had five tackles in the Cardinals' win over New Orleans. Stock down, McDaniel and Tua duo. Mm-hmm. The pair struggled once again, and their recent numbers tell an ugly story. You know the numbers for McDaniel. Tagovailoa is 6-6 in his past 12 regular season starts, dating back to the start of last season, and 8-9 in his past 17 regular season starts, dating back to that Tennessee loss late in 2023.
Imagine pounding the table all offseason and saying repeatedly, if Tua plays, they win. Could you imagine someone doing that?
Well, two all of bits us. Of this program.
All of us.
Perk gives the run game a D, pass game an F, run defense an F, pass defense an F, special teams a D, and coaching an F. And he says about coaching, McDaniel, who failed to prepare his team for the opener, faces a near must-win game next Sunday against New England. The offense, defense, and special teams appeared unprepared against the Colts. McDaniel is 28-24 overall in the regular season and 10-12 in the regular season since that ugly Tennessee loss in 2023. Those are job-endangering numbers.
Like the, I just had to look it up. You've never heard of mine, never. You know who Tanner Eggstrand is?
Mm-mm.
He's the Jets offensive coordinator. He had 5 months to prepare for the Steelers game, and he put up 34 points, whatever it was, like 32 points, sorry. That's why I question the whole season just off that game. They can come back, bounce back. They're not going 0-17. But for McDaniel, who's supposed to be this offensive guru, to have to 4th-and-11 to score where A-Chan, who's the size of my daughter, has to run somebody over, that is puzzling to me. That's the most puzzling thing of the whole game is how terrible the offense was.
Did you see how Devon A-Chan attempted to pass block on multiple occasions yesterday?
He's a baby. He's a tiny human.
But one big thing we discussed on the pregame show, because this has been a topic of conversation for a while, should McDaniel relinquish play calling duties? Does he have too much on his plate?
And should be the leader? Because if he's not calling plays, like if he's there not to be the offensive guru, what the hell's he doing?
I'm with you 100%. And I don't think he would ever relinquish the play calling duties as long as he's a head coach, because I don't know if it's a pride thing, an ego thing. I was telling Tobin, I just think he thinks he's better than everybody at doing it. So why would he give up those duties? But at a certain point, like if your offense legitimately can't get off the ground and can't get up and run the football or can't complete passes, and he's going to continue being the head coach, I mean, should he have made that call? Take less off his plate and find somebody, you know, that he has some sort of connection with to run his offense. Because if not, like, I mean, that could have been the difference.
They have three guys who could do it. Two guys who have called plays. Bobby Slowick is on the staff. He was the former offensive coordinator for the Texans, got fired after last year, but he's been a play caller before. Daryl Bevel's been a play caller before. And why not give Frank Smith a shot? He's been the OC here for 4 years. I'm kind of with Solana here.
But what? So I'm with Huck. What are you here for? You're an offensive guru.
To be the coach. You're here,
to coach what, Solana? We see they weren't prepared to play. We see that it's nobody comes to meetings on time. Everybody speaks about, like, the respect's not there. If he's not calling plays, what is he here to do? He might as well pass out gummy bears. Like, if he gives up play calling, he's literally giving up his job as head coach.
That's what's the problem, guys. Bring back the cakes. There's no incentive to play well anymore. We've got to bring back the
cakes.
That's
what I was thinking. I was thinking yesterday after the first half ended, I'm like, all right, how do you fix this? Two easy situations. Bring back the cakes and get rid of the ping pong table.
Mm. That's the answer to getting beat by 25.
Done.
Well, you know, they get this flack for not being tough and being soft. The S word gets thrown around a lot with them. In these player surveys, the Dolphins organization is always in the top, like, three or top five in amenities, how they treat the players. Maybe we need to uninvest, send it back to Davey at the old facility, give him some gruel and toughen him up a little bit.
Gosh, that is what we talked about it earlier. That's why Stephen Ross does a great job of building an organization, but the football side is what's struggling. Yeah, have you been in that facility, the new one?
Been near it, not in it.
It's beautiful. They have a slide. They have every – I stole about 45 drinks from there. They have a – it's just a free-for-all. Everything. Drinks. They have a staff. Aperol they're Spirit. Cooking. Yeah, tart cherry juice is supposed to be good for you. I stole about 80 tart cherry juices. But it is a top-notch financial investment in this team. But that doesn't make you a tough team. Like you said, everybody runs from the soft word. It doesn't make you a tough team, a hard team, a physical team. It makes you live in a nice house, but what's coming out of that house?
I'm so sick of the culture talk. I'm so sick of the Dolphins toughness talk, because clearly it was all BS. You said it earlier, Hawk. It's lip service. I'm sick of it, because at the end of the day, this team couldn't be somebody that they're not. It's not that these guys are soft and that they're scared. These are NFL football players. It's that the Miami Dolphins have smaller guys on the offensive side of the football. Tyreek Hill is short. Jalen Waddle is short. Devon Achane is short. Tua Tagovailoa is short. You can't just say we're tougher now. No, you just have to be better. And to me, it's not that McDaniel isn't a rah-rah guy and he can't get these guys to be tough and be on time for meetings. It's just that that's the way that this team is built, and that's how they found their success, by playing that track meet sort of football. And guess what? It was taken away. So it's not about changing the culture within the team. This is the way that the team was built to go win that way. How can he adjust the ability to adjust the team to win in other ways? He's failed at doing that. You can't just say we're a tougher team now. It doesn't work that way. It's the same players.
There's a difference, though, between being tough and seeming like you're unprepared, which leads people to believe that you don't care. Because if you're unprepared for something that's so important, I had this conversation with my son. It was the end of last school year, you know, where it was like an internship that I'm like, hey, this is for your career. Like, this is something you want to do. If you're not going to be prepared for that, shame on you. And what we saw yesterday from the Dolphins was a team that was seemingly unprepared. And so someone somewhere, my point earlier, someone somewhere, whether it's Mike McDaniel or Frank Smith or Tua or Tyreek, saying, hey, this doesn't look right. But we didn't see that. So I'll give him the pass on the toughness, whatever, and say, yeah, I mean, it's a different, I mean, this is, you know, they're a finesse team. That's fine. They don't have to be the toughest team in the world. But how could you seemingly not care? And again, I'm being careful to say, I'm not saying they didn't care. But what I'm saying is they seemed so unprepared that that leads you to believe that they didn't care enough to be prepared. And that's shocking to me going into this season.
I'm gonna move backwards, because I wrote down my notes, because I got to hit on both of them. Unprepared is a coaching staff. Unprepared is a preparation process that you ramp up to, knowing that, hey, we play this day. Now we're going to do this, this, this. These are your down days. I played on some good coaches. The personnel side Solana was talking about, we just, I'll do a, what's it called, a shameless plug. We had Matt LaFleur on from the Packers, who just whooped the Lions. And I asked him, like, I was jokingly saying, I was like, coach, I got arrested a couple times in college. Don't you need some guys that have been arrested on your roster? I'm not saying they're criminals. I'm just saying you got to have some kind of mentality in five or six players that, back to your point, Hawk, fellas, we had 41 damn points in the first half. Y'all need to get y'all's asses going. Like, that's the guy where personnel to prepared has to be in that middle, where I'm not going out here and getting embarrassed by 20 points. Like, y'all got to talk. I think Calais Campbell did that. I think Jonnu might have done that. So I think we're having the same conversation, but it's a Jalen Ramsey. I think we're having the same conversation about unprepared and personnel closer than we're really giving it credit for, because a Jalen, a Calais, and a Jonnu would have said, y'all, we're getting our ass whooped. Can y'all tighten up, please? And I think they'll respond to that over a McDaniel. Well, you know, this was a butt whooping. We're really going to learn from this. Man, get out of here, man. It's like when Joey Harrington, I tell the story, Joey Harrington gives me a pregame speech. Set your ass down, Joey. I don't want to hear this. I need to hear from somebody that really has some dog in him.
The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha happy hour is coming up, so do not go anywhere.
This is Hawk, Crowder, and Solana.
I would love to have a cup of coffee and a piece of pie with Mike McDaniel at Denny's.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.